can't dash cars in your pumps.
Well, when we set up this topic, it was cold, it was snowy, and now it's going to be 50 degrees tomorrow. But I think that's a great time to talk about snowplows and emergency vehicle safety when you don't have to think about it. I think that's the best time to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it with Patrice Brunette is here. She's a highways and parks superintendent, and Robert Thomas, highway shop supervisor, and also actually works the plow trucks.
Yes,
that's a big vehicle to run, you know?
Not too bad.
It's big. It's big.
It's big.
And you got the and you got people waving their fist at you when you drive past their house.
They get mad, especially when you have to bury the driveway.
You know what I do? I wave and say thank you. I really do. Because,
appreciate it.
Because I wouldn't want to get up early in the morning and have to, because when you go on the roads, nobody plowed him yet.
No.
So you got to go schlep there with the snow and everything and then get the plow truck out and then have to put up with fist waving and... Anybody ever throw anything at you? They haven't done that.
Nope.
Okay, not yet. Huh?
Not yet.
There's a couple of eggs at your windshield. But do you know what? You want the street. If they don't plow the streets, then you complain that they didn't plow the street. When they plow the street, you're complaining they plowed it in front of your driveway. What would you like them to do? It's got to be done. And I live on a main street, too. So after I get done shoveling, it comes back again. We talked briefly off the air about, you know, when you have a snow emergency, cars can't be on the street. You know, on the main streets, people park there. That means you got to go around them. And then when they move their car, all that snow is there. If they would have just followed the rules, everything would have been nice. But people don't follow rules. All right. This is part of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Staying Safe program. You can go to their site. I don't know what it is, but if you Google Staying Safe Racine County Traffic Safety, you will see exactly what we're talking about right now. They have all the things lined up there for you. All right. Now, the first one is... This is something we're going to talk about because somebody rear-ended your truck. Don't follow too close behind snow removal vehicles equipment. How'd they do that? How close were they? You don't stop on a dime, do you?
No. Not with a 60,000-pound truck.
Yeah, so
you're
how
not
they,
stopping on a dime.
So how do they do that?
They're just following too close. I mean, on all of our trucks, we have signs that say stay back 200 feet.
Oh, the signs, they'd be nothing.
Again, nobody reads anything these days.
So did they destroy their car?
A little bit. Not too bad. It was just a hood. And
they didn't destroy your car, the truck, though?
Needed some repairs.
Did it really?
Yeah, bent up my Salter, and that's about it.
How old was the person? A kid or an older person?
No, he's an older gentleman.
Like me?
A little bit younger.
Staying safe, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you decide? How do you guys decide when it's time to take the trucks out? Because when it's, do you take it out while it's still snowing or do you wait till it ends? How do you do that?
Well, when we go out on the road before, hopefully before when it's forecasted, so we want to get ahead of it so that we, because it takes 4 hours to get around a plow route, and then we don't come back in until everything's cleaned up.
You know, I always thought, and I don't know if this is even possible. They do it on football fields where they put heaters underneath the turf.
Sure.
Because, and it's not artificial. It's the real turf. They stick it under there. And so somewhat the field gets unfrozen and the snow melts a little bit on the hash marks. That's not even possible with our roads to do something like that where it just melts the snow automatically?
I think it's too expensive. That's a lot of infrastructure and a lot of cost to that. We have the courthouse has heated steps, and they're expensive to run and expensive to maintain.
But we have those pads you put down on our back porch. We do it on the back of the house, the heat pads you put down, and it keeps everything dry so we don't go sliding down the steps at 100 miles an hour and crack our skulls. So we have those, but... You can do it for your entire sidewalk, but it's very expensive to do it. And you got to plug it in, and people are going to steal it, and blah, 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 blah. Then there's the brine you could put down, right?
Yep.
Does it work? Now, what does that do?
It just gives us some pretreatment options. So we'll go out when the roads are dry, and we know that something's coming, and it melts. It keeps them melted a little longer, so it gives us more time to respond. So if it's something small, we might not have to come in because the brine is taking care of it because it stays on the road. And then we also pre-wet our salt with the brine, too, to stop it from bouncing so much when it hits the road. So it'll wet down, and it'll stay on the road instead of bouncing to the shoulder.
Like when I got pelted with the salt.
Yeah.
I was cleaning my windshield. The truck came up, and beep, 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 beep. Yeah, it hit my car and everything. It wasn't bad. Okay, so You decide how many inches of snow on the ground does it have to be before the plow truck comes out?
Anytime it's covering the road, we're out. So,
okay.
So,
how many trucks you got in Racine County?
Bobby?
We got about 100 trucks.
Whoa! Yeah. Where do you store all the salt?
We have a couple salt domes and state sheds. And
where do you get it from?
We get it from Milwaukee. It all depends.
I mean, you don't get it from a hardware store. So
we get it in bulk.
I know. So where do they come? Where do you get that kind of salt from? I mean, is it manufactured or dug out of the ground, a salt mine?
Our salt comes from under Lake Erie. So they truck it. We bulk order, truck it down. It comes down, and then we get it as needed throughout the winter. So we'll order 1,000 tons at a time and then have it delivered.
Whoa. You never ran out, did you? Never.
No.
No.
You know, I want to get to all the stuff on here, but I got some other stuff I want to talk about. The big snowstorm, which was on Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody remembers that. Was it 2011 or something like that? Yeah. And it was horrible. And I left the house at about 4 in the morning to get here by 5:30. And I only live 10 minutes away, 12 minutes away. So I left the house, and I was following a police car. And eventually, I couldn't see him anymore. I don't know where he went. I don't know if he went up to the sky, went off the bridge. I don't know what happened. And then I couldn't see the Main Street Bridge. I couldn't see where the end of the bridge was. And I started to panic. And yeah, because you can't see anything. Am I going to go off? Am I going to hit the railing? And another car coming at me? I couldn't see anything. Started to panic. Got down 6th Street. And I got on the main drag on 20. And I get to Ohio. And I turned down. There's no way to get to the other side of Ohio. It's the berm is too high, and I couldn't get it out to Victory Avenue. So I begged the guy at Walgreens, the manager, can I park my car here? And he said, yeah, pull it around the side and park your car there. And I walked 9/10 of a mile because I tracked it later on in 50-mile-an-hour winds. The snow was up to my knees at time, and I got there at the building, and our news director, Tom Carco, met me. He said, get in here quick. My wife packed food, clothing. I don't know how long she thought I was going to be here, but I'm glad she packed the clothing.
Yeah.
But when the plow trucks were out all the time, but they couldn't keep up with it. It was just too much snow. And the berm along in front of Walgreens was so high, it was up to my shoulders. I had to throw my stuff over into the street and climb over the berm, throw my body over. What I didn't realize was my heart was failing. 1 month later, I was having open heart surgery. The doctor said, I can't believe you made it alive through that snowstorm. Wow. But the trucks were out there. They didn't stop. Trucks don't get stuck, do they?
No, they do.
They do?
They do.
What do you do when a truck gets stuck?
I call for help. Have him pull me out.
Wow. You can't use a tow truck for that, though.
You can use a tow truck and another plow truck.
Whoa.
We have graders and we have Oshkoshes that will come out and pull us out if we get stuck.
Okay, so when people go behind a plow truck, and I always like doing it because then I get a fresh, clean road when you go behind a plow truck. It makes sense. The problem becomes when you guys do abrupt maneuvers, stopping, banking, turning, and the people behind you don't pay attention, and then
they end up in the back of a plow truck.
Is that the only time you ever got hit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not bad. How many years have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 6 years.
Okay.
I usually plow the interstate.
What'd you drop?
My phone.
You know, if this was school, you know what the teacher would say? Mm-hmm. Give me the phone.
Yep.
You'll get it back at the end of the day. Give me the phone. You ever drive a truck?
No. I've been in them, but all passenger side only.
I'd be like, it'd be good to be a passenger in one of those things.
It's very cool. It's a whole different perspective.
When somebody's shoveling their driveway, you give them a thumbs up when you plow it back on.
God, no.
It's got to be done. What do people expect? You're not going to plow their driveway? I mean, you got
to
plow.
They expect you to come back after the snowstorm and come plow the driveway. That's what they want.
Right. Come plow my driveway.
Yeah.
It's the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, and we're talking about snow plow and emergency vehicle safety. Patrice Brunette is here, Highways and Parks Superintendent. Robert Thomas is here, Highway Shop Supervisor. You in charge of all the plow trucks for when?
For maintenance and
okay, and
take care of them all, make sure they're all good and ready for the next snowstorm.
And what do the trucks do when it's not snowing? I mean, during the spring, summer, and fall, what are they?
They do all kinds of stuff, paving.
You multi-use for them?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good enough. All right, we're going to talk about some, I want to hear some of the stories. Let's get to some of the things here first, though. Snow plows are in service to maintain road conditions for safe travel. Give them a break. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I know people, you start screaming at you guys using curse words and everything when you come by and plow them back in. Would you rather the street not get plowed? I mean, then you're going to complain the streets weren't plowed. I mean, there's pluses and minuses. The world's not perfect, you know. Remember the slow down move over law for highway maintenance vehicles, equipment, including tow truck operators, not only for police and fire vehicles. Really, we have to pull over for you guys too, huh?
I think everyone now, any disabled vehicle.
Anybody that's stopped on the side of the road, you got to move over.
Yeah. I got one ticket in my entire life. One ticket. I was doing driving a demo car for this radio station, and I'm getting onto the freeway. Everybody's going about 75 miles an hour. The cop had a car pulled over right at the end of the acceleration lane, and this car didn't accelerate well. So I'm accelerating, and I couldn't get into traffic because they're going 75 miles an hour, and a cop pulls me over. He says, "I saw you." He was up on the hill. "I got to give you the ticket." I said, "Where do you expect me to accelerate?" He said, "First of all, you should be ticketing all the cars going 75 miles an hour in a 65 zone because it was in Milwaukee." And he said, "Give me the ticket." Fought the ticket. Won.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I couldn't pull over. I didn't know where they wanted me. And you can't get into traffic going, 50 miles an hour and they're going 75.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. All right. So, in other words, pull over. Anybody try to get ahead of you on a snowy day?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Especially up on the interstate. Everybody's in the hurry to do 90 miles an hour when it's snowing.
You know what? And when I go to work in the morning, there's always somebody. And I leave the house at 5:15. There's always somebody right on my tail because they're late for work. And I'm not going to speed. I'm not late for work. I'm going to get here a half hour early because you're late for work. So I got to speed and get into trouble. Not going to happen. All right. Another, I digress again. Do not attempt to pass or follow a plow too closely due to visibility issues. Plows cannot travel as fast as other vehicles during heavy snow events and active plowing operations. You ever have a snowstorm where you couldn't, the snow was so deep you couldn't plow through it? Or did your trucks just get through it?
No, our trucks pretty much push through it. I mean, we just push it all to the right and make a way. And if it gets too deep, we bring out the big iron and we do a good job moving all the snow if we have to.
Now, tell me you didn't hear about the Homer Simpson episode when he was Mr. Plow.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Did you ever hear about that one?
Yeah.
Mr. Plow, that's my name. My name again is Mr. Plow. He bought a plow truck. And he was going to make money selling, plowing stuff out. And he had that jingle, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. And he had the jacket with Mr. Plow on it. I knew every guy who drives a plow truck knows that jingle and that show. When plowing or shoveling your driveway, do not put snow into the street. It's against the law to put snow into the street. All right, here's my question. Where do you put it? When you're plowing your driveway with your snowblower, you got a choice. You can put it back on the sidewalk or you can put it in the street. Now, where do you put the snow?
In your yard.
You mean in my front yard?
Yeah.
Well, it's tough when you're doing a snowblower.
Right.
Because the snowblowers don't throw it 100,000 feet. They throw it a few, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet away. And I know it's against the law, but sometimes I don't know where to put it. Now, I usually put it on my neighbor's, right in front of his street there, because the plow truck's going to come by and move it down the street. If I do it in front of my house, they're going to move it right back in front of my driveway again. So I do it in front of his, and they make it somebody else's problem down the block somewhere. That's what I do. Anyway, that's just the way I work it. I want to hear some of the complaints you've received.
We get a ton.
Oh, let's give some. I want to hear some of them.
Well, we have a lot of new employees this year, so we've done more mailbox repairs probably already than we have in the last two years.
Mailboxes
combined.
That are on the street. Yeah.
So it's not typically us hitting it. It's the weight of the snow that we're throwing, and it'll just obliterate mailboxes. So we get a lot of calls about their mailbox and when they can get their mail, and no one wants to go to the post office to get their mail, so everyone's chomping at the bit that they want it done ASAP. So, but I mean, we got a lot to do and they take a lot of time and the ground's frozen. So sometimes we have to do temporary ones. And
I never thought about that. Mailboxes.
Yeah. So that's been a challenge this year.
Now, I did notice when I was going home on, I think it was 16th Street, 14th Street, whatever. I noticed the grass was ripped up on the street just before, between the sidewalk and the street. I sensed the plow truck just ripped it up. When you hit something with the plow, does the plow, go underneath and give way, or it just stops the truck?
No, it moves.
It moves.
Usually, if you're hitting a mailbox. A mailbox, it breaks off and goes, but you hit a sign, it tends to make a racket.
You guys have a scorecard in the truck? One mailbox, two mailbox.
No.
One side view mirror, two side view. You don't have a scorecard?
No.
Okay. Distracting. I don't know. Give me some more complaints.
A lot of it about you're plowing people's driveways back in and on the snow that we leave in their driveways or that we do their, they have to go to their sidewalks again. So we get a lot of people like, oh, I'm elderly and I can't, you guys put all this 2 feet of snow and there's just nothing we can do. Like the snow has to go somewhere. Our job is to get it from the center to the shoulder and there's nowhere to put it. It's not like we can take it with us or put it in the back. So
you know why I couldn't do your job? I never had a job where I had to deal face to face with the public because I would get on the phone when she called and I'd say, wah, wah, wah. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's a horrible thing when you're elderly and you can't shovel the snow by yourself. And, you know, the best thing to do is get a kid on your block on call.
Sure.
You know, the kid, give him $20, give him $30 to clean you out and just keep him on call. He's your go-to guy. Some teenager that needs the money.
Yeah.
And they'll plow you out. And we get kids all the time knocking on our door. You want us to shovel? No, I got to, you know, I'll do it myself this time. But, yeah, if it's deep, come by. I'll pay you. I'll pay you $30-$40 to go plow me out. We got another minute or two.
We've broken windshields before.
On cars? How do you do that?
Just the weight of the snow. We're on the interstate, maybe going a little too fast and for conditions, and we blew it over the center wall and broke a windshield.
Really?
Yeah.
So. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So the side view mirrors, that I can understand. I tuck mine in all the time, but a lot of people don't. And, you know, you can get too close and it can happen.
But you're not supposed to be parked there, so.
That's right. Do you say that to people?
I actually don't get a lot of those, so.
See, I would say, well, what are you doing there? That's what you get. Next time, don't park there. See, that's why I can't deal with the public.
Well, doesn't get you anywhere.
Okay, give me one more.
Oh, another one. What else do people complain about? Oh, sometimes they'll complain about, obviously, how often we're going past, right? Because they want us there every half hour, and we're there once every 4 hours or once every 3 hours because we got a whole loop to do. So everyone's like, where's the plows at? They're not out. Give us time. We will be there. We got multiple streets to do. We got 1,000 lane miles to do. We will be there. We just can't be there every half hour.
I sense you do the streets in alphabetical order. And I'll tell you why I sense that. Because we live on Victory Avenue here, this radio station. It never gets plowed until like 2 days later. And I think it's because it's V for Victory. I think you guys do it in alphabetical order. I can just guess. And the problem is it's a kind of a small street here. It's not that big a street. Now, do you guys play? You don't plow alleyways, do you?
No.
Okay, it's up to everybody to do their own alley?
Yeah, we don't have alleys where our roads are. We're west of the interstate.
Yeah. We have all the county and state roads, so we're not doing the city roads.
But people call up, where's the truck? I got snow on my street?
Constantly, yeah.
See, that's why when you live on a main street like mine, they come by every few minutes. I hear them all night long, which is good.
Right.
You know, you want your street cleared. When I get out on the street, I don't want to do like that Groundhog Day thing where I can't see anything.
I couldn't even open my garage that year. Like the snow was all the way up to the right roof.
It was 2 feet, 24 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And while I was at work, my wife was digging. And when I got home, going into the mat was like a tunnel. It was over 6 feet high because all the snow blew. It was windy and everything. And it all piled up by the gate. And I don't know how she dug us out there. I don't know how that happened. All right, quick review here. Quick review. Do not follow too closely behind snow removal vehicles, equipment. Do you have a sign back there that says stay away?
Yeah, it's all in reflective lettering.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Stay back 200 feet.
You should have a squirter back there. Squirt them with something. Like, you know, when they get too close.
Oh, we got salt.
Okay. Now you're thinking. Be watchful for abrupt maneuvers and stopping, backing, and turning. Snow plows are in service to maintain good road conditions for safe travel. Give them a break. Remember the, did anybody yell for your money to plow their driveway? Anybody ever throw a couple of bucks at you?
No.
Okay. I would. Remember to slow down, move over for highway maintenance vehicles and equipment, just like police and fire and ambulances. You got to move over. Do not attempt to pass or follow a plow too closely due to visibility issues. Plows cannot travel as fast as other vehicles during heavy snow events. It'll take you a long time to stop those things?
Yeah, for the most part.
It's not like a semi, but you know.
No. A little bit shorter than a semi.
Yeah. When plowing or shoveling your driveway, do not put the snow into the street against the law. Stay back a minimum of 200 feet. Never tailgate behind snow removal vehicles and equipment. You got the guy that rammed your vehicle.
Yeah.
So that was good. Well, you guys are good having you in here. Thanks. Unfortunately, fortunately, it's going to be 50 degrees tomorrow, so we don't have to worry about it. But this is good to know while you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But you're ready. You get calls, right, through 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning? And
yeah.
You're out there? Oh, jeez. It's almost like radio. Okay. We are lucky. The people who plow our driveways here, and we got the whole block here. We own the whole block. So the snow people who do our parking lot have to do the entire block.
All around. Sidewalk, yeah.
Because we own the whole block.
Yeah.
And we have all the sidewalk. And sometimes I'll come in, I hear it in the distance. I hear the snowblower go. And they're on the other side of the neighborhood blowing our stuff out. Patrice Brunet, Highway and Park Superintendent. Robert Thomas, Highway Shop Supervisor. And I want to thank Tom Nitter, who puts us all together from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Love having you guys in every month. This is important stuff. And if you're tired of the snow, you can do what my daughter did. Move to Florida. But then you got hurricanes and things like that. So
bugs.
Every time it snows, she calls me, ha ha, you got snow. Ha ha, hurricane blew the roof off your house. My snow will be gone in 2 hours. I'll just shovel it and the sun will come out. You have to wait weeks to get somebody to fix your roof.
Right.
So thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah,
I know it's early in the morning and you don't have to snow. You don't have to plow anything today. So
nope.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you guys for coming in. Okay. Thank you very much.